Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Well, greetings, gang. Here's another half hour of star-studded Hollywood stuff. Yes, sir, it's a 30-minute fulfillment of your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, tonight we've got musical stuff, a bit of witty stuff, and here's that lovely, enchanting blonde that Mother Nature knew so well how to stuff, the queen of them all, Betty Grable.
Everybody. Hello, Ken Niles, baby.
Oh. Why didn't I listen to my mother and keep on up with those trumpet lessons? Oh!
Ken, you certainly constructed a solid build-up for me there.
Well, look at that foundation I had to work on. yes, indeed. That's mighty solid workmanship.
Are you comparing me to a house?
Sure, and I'm just wild about that insulation.
Ken.
Oh, I feel so playful, you know. Hey, Betty, will you check up on your time schedule and see if you have any rumpus room?
Now, Ken Niles, if a certain man with a horn hears about this, you'll be playing a different game.
Oh, hide and seek, maybe?
Yes, he'll be seeking your hide. Now, would you move back a little?
Why?
I hate having a stoop right on my stoop.
Oh!
And if you've got to think of me as a building, pretend I'm an ugly, unfinished building. Just framework.
Okay, just framework.
That should cool you down.
Sure, just framework.
Fine.
Oh!
My, now what?
Oh, those girders, Betty, those girders.
I give up. Ken, I'm going to sing now. I'm going to sing I Can't Begin to Tell You. And you keep right on thinking of me as an unfinished house.
Okay. Betty, if you'll think about giving me a date.
Ken, if I thought about a date with you...
Yes?
I'd go out and get stuccoed.
Well, okay, warble away.
Refuse to leave my heart. Thank you. Fellas, next on the schedule is a versatile genius, that is. Hundreds of you have asked to hear. You've asked to have the Wonder Man on command performance. By Wonder Man, who else could I mean but Danny Kaye? However, we've had a little slip-up on our plans, and Danny happens to be rehearsing his own show in the next studio, so I'm going to get the engineer to switch us over there. I'll join you in a few minutes, and here we go to Studio B for Danny Kaye.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, I'm all ears.
I know, but can I talk to you?
All right, buddy, I'll be glad to have the man tomorrow on talk with you.
I'm your man. You see, Mr. K, I'm just an average ex-serviceman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get all those medals? You must have been a good soldier.
No, good crap shooter.
Oh, go ahead, you're faded. What do you want to talk to me about?
Well, I just come back from the Pacific, Guam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Guam's the island that was discovered by Magellan in 1592.
Yeah, I know. Some of his sailors are still there trying to get out on points.
But you know about Guam.
Oh, huh? Sure. I was there last year on my way to Tokyo.
You were?
Yeah. I stopped off there for 3 days. I entertained all the men there on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The Loused Weekend.
Now, look, friend, I can take honest criticism, but you're always exaggerating, dear. Let me say that again.
I'm always doing what?
No, I'll do it again. Now, I know I can do it better than that. Shall we try it again?
Yes.
Here we go. Now, look, friend, I can take honest criticism, but you're always exaggerating.
I made it.
Yeah, well, I'm only human.
There you go, exaggerating again.
Now, listen, chum, I have never been so insulted in all my life.
Oh, you must have been. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go inside and do command performance.
Say, ain't that big show where all the movie stars entertain the soldiers?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to go in and sing a couple of songs.
Yeah, but what are you going to do to entertain the soldiers?
Now, listen, spam head. I can entertain as well as any other star. What's Frank Sinatra got that I haven't got? What's Clark Gable got that I haven't got?
When you get to Betty Grable, boy, have I got an answer.
Hey, now, wait a minute, buddy. That's no way to talk to me. I'll have you know I once did a command performance for a general.
Oh, stop.
That was the command. See, it just so happens that right now I'm going to appear on command performance with Ken Niles, Gregory Radoff, and Betty Grable.
Ah, that's Betty Grable. She's so round, so firm, so fully stacked.
Yeah, so free and easy on the drool.
Boy, she's built like a brick.
Never mind.
What about the men in Guam?
Well, they feel the same way about Grable.
What about me?
Look, I got Grable on my mind now, Kay. When a guy's on furlough, he don't want to be reminded of guard duty.
Now, look, buddy, what I have to say to you can be written on the head of a pen. And if you bend down, I'll be glad to write it.
Don't get sore, Kay. I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to say is this. The guys overseas want you to do a show for them,
all right?
But please, don't tell that one joke you always tell on your own program.
Oh, you mean the one where I say my sister married an Irishman and somebody else says, oh, really? And I say, no, O'Reilly?
Yeah, that's the one, Kay. When you do command performance, the guys want you to leave that joke out.
Oh, really?
No, omit it.
Well, don't worry, I will. So long, buddy.
And here he is, guys and gals, the kid from Brooklyn you've seen on the screen and heard over your local station. That Wonder Man of music and comedy. Danny Kaye! Believe me, that's some reception you got, Danny. You'd think we were broadcasting from Brooklyn.
Ken, it's not Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn. Can't you speak Brooklynese?
No, no, I never learned any foreign languages.
There you go again. It's not learn, Ken. In Brooklyn, it's loin.
Loin? Like the loin of pork, eh?
No, that's learn. Learn of pike.
Pike?
Yeah, the R is silent like a murder. Unless, of course, you
Wait a minute, Danny. Now, wait a minute. Let's forget this whole thing before you get me into a turmoil.
No, no, not turmoil, Ken. It's time, Merle.
Okay, Danny, okay. But before you go any farther, I got a message for you from Gregory Radoff. You know Gregory, don't you?
Know him? Gregory and I were babies together in Russia. Of course, he was a much older baby. When I was 16 months a baby, he was already 30.
Years.
Well, Danny, I didn't know you were Russian.
Certainly I'm Russian. What is the matter with you?
Well, I thought you were born in Brooklyn.
Look, Ken, if I was born in a delicatessen, would that make me a pickle herring? In Russia, I was a great actor. I acted in the days of the Tsar. And I still have the Tsars to prove it.
Well, Gregory Radoff wants you to telephone him. Hey, here's his office number, and there's the telephone. Go over now and call him so we can get on with the show, huh?
Okay, Kenny. Okay, Ken. Excuse me just a minute. This will take only a minute, and then we can get back to you in a minute.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'd like to speak to your boss, please.
Well, who's calling, please?
This is Danny Kaye.
Who?
Danny Kaye.
Spell it, please.
All right, I'll spell it. D-A-N.
What's that first letter?
D as in darling.
As in what? I can't hear that word.
Darling. D-A-R-L-I.
What's the letter after A?
R. R as in return.
As in what?
Return. R-E-T.
What's that?
T. T as in tomorrow.
I don't get that word.
Tomorrow. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last letter.
W. W as in wife.
As in what?
As in wife. W-I-F-E.
W-I-F... What?
E. E as in elope. E-L-O-P.
E? P as in pimper?
No, no. P as in plumber.
Oh! Plumber.
Yes, now you got it.
Just a moment, I'll read that right back.
Read what back?
Darling, return tomorrow. Wife eloped with the plumber.
No, no, that isn't it at all.
Did you want to send that as a telegram or as a nice letter?
Look, I just want Gregory Radoff. Let me speak to your boss, will you?
Who's calling, please?
Danny Kaye. K-H-I-J-K.
Oh, H-I-J-K. Mr. Hitch. What can I do for you, Mr. Hitch?
No, you don't understand. Look, listen to this for 1 minute. Maybe this will give you a clue. Maybe you'll recognize me if I sing a song, huh?
Somewhere off the coast of Java fell a little piece of lava that grew up to be the island known as Bali. Hey, na, ma, la, la, da, da, hoop, down there. Every native girl is sorta like the farmer's daughter oughta, and for dancing they are simply off their trolley. La, ho, la, ni, ma, la, ho, la, hi, sa, hi, ka. But they hadn't seen a new step since Methuselah did the two-step on their isolated island. They were way off beat. From Jive they were closeted till a storm deposited on the beach of Jive. And Jack from Lower Basin Street, he went up and got a looking, and he said, hey, hey, what's cooking? This here joint is jumping, but with melancholy. So he took their native movement, set it in the groove improvements, and here's the way it's played on the Bali Hit Parade. But Bataka, barn, boy, Akbataka, zoo. Bataka, barn, boy, Akbataka. Weep, weep, Bataka, barn, boy, Akbataka. Live jive, a high note to Chattanooga, barley boogie. Walk a song, slick lick, a walk a song. Step, step, a walk a song, song, a hawaka. Live jive, a high note to Chattanooga, barley boogie. Now, if you can't dig the chatter with the greatest of ease, it really doesn't matter. Here's the translation, please. A yaka bataka boy, boy, the wahawaka song, sign me. Shoot the pinky to me, stinky. Bataka boy, slick lick. Bataka boy, boy, at bataka, read beat. Bataka boy, boy, at bataka. Live jive, a high note to Chattanooga, barley boogie.
Now do you know me, miss?
Very nice, Mr. Hitchcock. You know, you sound a little like Danny Kaye.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
What's that, Mr. Hitchcock?
I said tell, T-E, oh, forget the whole thing. Well, let me speak to your boss, will you, Mr. Rathoff?
Mr. Who?
Not Mr. Who, Mr. Rathoff, your boss.
My boss? Who wants him?
Danny Kaye. Danny Kaye, a gentleman and a comedian.
Well, which one of you three wants to speak to my boss?
I do.
Hello, Danny.
Oh, hello, Gregory. Look, miss, I want to speak to Gregory Rathoff. I just want to say hello to him.
I said hello, Danny.
I said hello, too, Gregory. Gee, I'm having such trouble with this operator. Hello? Hello, miss?
One moment, sir. Mr. Saunders will speak to you now.
Mr. Saunders?
Yes, my boss. This is Western Union.
Oh, no.
Danny, where have you been? I left work here for you to call me.
Is that so? I have so darn much trouble with that. Gregory Rathoff, what are you doing here?
I got tired of waiting for you, Danny, so I came down to see you myself in the flesh.
Yes, and you have lots of it, too. Tell me, my comrade, what can I do for you?
Danny, I want you for the leading man in my next picture. It's going to be a sequel to Spellbound.
A sequel to Spellbound? Well, what's it called?
Song of Spellbound.
Well, that's wonderful, Gregory. I've made a lot of pictures, you know. Some of them were movies.
Well, for this picture, Danny, I will star myself. I will write it myself, produce it myself, direct it myself, and I will show it only to a very select audience.
Who?
Myself.
In that case, what do you want me for, Gregory?
I want you should play the part of me as a little boy in Russia.
A little Russian boy? Oh, that would be very much fun. I will be a little boy in Russia, and I will go out on the Russian steps, and I will slide down the banisters, and meet... And
now, The Russian steps have no banisters.
Oh? Oh, that's very dangerous in them, Gregory. You could fall down the steps and break your little Russian head and everything.
Well, I see that you don't know anything about Russia, Danny.
Now, wait a minute, Grisha. I know plenty about Russia.
For 16 years, I danced with the Moscow Ballet. And when I danced with the ballet, I got plenty of laughs. Ballet laughs.
Then why did you leave the ballet?
Oh, I had to, Gregory. One day I danced over a live wire and blew out my Kazatsky.
Well, I'm afraid I made a mistake in coming here, Danny.
Why?
You don't seem to know what I want. Once before I had trouble with you about a part in the movie.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
I offered you a part that you turned down. And that was the one part who finally took The one... No, wait a minute. Let me read it once more.
It's a good thing I don't have an accent, you know.
All right, now just say to me, oh, no, you didn't.
All right. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, I did. I offered you a part that you turned down. And the one who finally took the part I got now. That part won the Academy Award.
Bravo! Yeah, who was that?
John Crawford.
Oh, well, I wasn't the type to play Mildred Pierce anyway. I know what I've done.
If you accept this part, Danny, we'll make the picture in Russia.
Will it be shown at Grauman's Chinese in Hollywood?
More likely at Ivanovich Chinese in Omsk.
Where?
In Omsk.
Omsk?
Yeah.
It's very pretty. I don't like it.
But I'm forgetting the biggest attraction.
What?
You get your footprints taken in a frozen borscht.
Sounds delicious.
Now, one more thing.
What's that?
For the finale of the picture, I plan a big musical number. The Concerto for Tongue and Orchestra. Do you know this number?
Know it? Well, of course, Gregory. It was written for my tongue and this orchestra.
Excellent. Then suppose you practice the number now, and I will call my studios. They're in Russia, you know.
Oh, really?
No, Odessa.
Oh, no, Gregory. Not that joke. Pretty, no? La
Thank you, Danny Kaye and Gregory Radoff.
Say, Betty and Danny, here's an added treat for our show. It's the lady who gets her hats from Lily Dache, Hattie Carnegie, and the A&P, that South American ambassador of goodwill, Carmen Miranda.
Thank you very much. Now, what shall we do?
Well, I was thinking, Carmen, that maybe we ought to tell a joke, and I've got the perfect joke to tell.
Okay, shoot the funny to me, Danny.
Well, you say to me, Danny, my sister married an Irishman, and I say, oh, really? And you say, no, O'Reilly. Oh. Wait a minute, we haven't even gotten to the joke yet. Some smart aleck.
Tell the joke.
You can't tell the joke? Why not?
Because my sister did not marry an Irish. She married a South American.
She married an Irish?
Yeah. She's married a South American.
Oh, really?
No, Jose.
Well, we snuck it in anyway.
Danny, I know what can we do. Maybe you'll help me to make Americans understand my native tongue.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Don't you think
so? Very good idea, Carmen. You sing something and I'll interpret it for the Yanks, huh?
Wonderful.
All right, come on. Let's do it, boys.
Pregoneiro que com sua harmonia traz alegria em South American Way.
Temos on the fields below, voices crooning soft and low. Needn't tell me so, because I know sleepy time down South American Way.
Chick 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 a boom chick. Chick 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 a boom chick.
Chickory chick chala chala chickory roll me in a banana gabalaka wallaka. Can't you see chickory chick that feed?
La cucaracha.
Leo de Rocha.
Ya no puede caminar.
La cucaracha.
Leo de Rocha.
Marijuana cafumar. Old MacDonald had a farm.
Mama, eu quero. Oh, mama, eu quero. Mama.
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Ay, 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 I like you very much.
Ay, 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 no understand.
Ay, 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 você é terrific.
Ay, 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 I never went to Eton University. I never learned to speak the language Portuguese. But with the help of Mr. David Terry's band, let's talk a language we both understand.
Danny Kaye and Carmen Miranda.
Well, gang, that's the last ribbon on this package of fun and music. The sponsor's bill is paid by your letters to us at the Command Performance, so keep them coming, will you? And as long as you guys are the top salesman for America and for democracy, we'll keep the Home Office on its toes by sending you our best in entertainment. This is Betty Grable, and good night.
Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.